Most importantly, zoning, and this is key, is an exercise of the police power that allows cities to regulate the rights of private individuals for the good of the community. And when I say that, I always go back to Spock in one of the Star Trek movies, where he's like in this glass, behind this glass, and he's going to burn up in a nuclear whatever. And he says the needs of the one outweigh the needs of the many. No, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the one. That's really the basis for zoning. And so bear that in mind, that it is for the public good that we're allowed to regulate individual rights. And this was first determined by the U.S. Supreme Court in the Village of Euclid versus Ambler Realty case back in 1926. And that's where the U.S. Supreme Court said, zoning is a valid exercise of the police power to protect the community's health, safety, and welfare. And the reason that that was important is the Constitution has this notion of, well, you can't take property rights. And so it took a Supreme Court opinion to say that cities have the right to regulate land use, which is one of those bundles of sticks in the real property ownership, that cities have the right to regulate that for the public good, and it is not a taking of the individual's rights. And that was groundbreaking and necessary to allow us to move forward to where we are today with zoning and land use regulations. So the Standard Zoning Enabling Act, with which Kathy mentioned, became widely distributed in 1926. And then in Texas, the Texas Supreme Court embraced the Euclid case in Lombardo versus the City of Dallas. And here our court said all property is held subject to the police power, and that a proper zoning regulation was not a taking that required compensation to the landowner. And then what we have now is Chapter 211 of the Texas Local Government Code that really codifies for us much of which was contained in the 1926 Standard Zoning Enabling Act. And the Lombardo case, the last time I checked, had been referenced 400 times in subsequent cases. So to say that it is sort of the foundation in Texas is evidenced by the fact that it's been referenced so many times. So let's go through Chapter 211 here on the front end to set the framework. And then at the back end, we'll get to the fun stuff. So our Chapter 211 sets out at the very beginning, what is the purpose of zoning? And what is the purpose of land use regulation? It's to promote the public health, safety, morals, or general welfare, and to protect and preserve places and areas of historical, cultural, or architectural importance and significance. And I will tell you all that this notion of preserving historical, cultural, or architecturally important areas is something that has evolved over time. And each time one of those sort of came into the practice, they were a bit controversial. And so what came in slowly and was controversial when it came in is just now widely accepted practice throughout Texas and for most governmental entities. So 211.003 also tells us what cities can regulate. And these are the things that you would normally think of. Height, number of stories, size of buildings, percentage of lot that may be occupied, side yard setbacks, front yard setbacks. Some ordinances have the requirement for open courtyard areas. Population density, this is interesting because the courts have said that a city can't pass an ordinance that says we're only going to allow 120,000 people in our city. That is not permissible. But by zoning, you in effect have the ability to control population density. And then we can also regulate, obviously, the location and use of buildings. And then in specific areas, historical, cultural, and architecturally significant areas, we can regulate other things, the alteration of buildings, the raising of buildings. And really, with regard to the raising of buildings, cities can have a process for that. But ultimately, even if a building has a historic designation, if the owner wants to tear it down after they've gone through the city process and the state process, they have the ability at some point to tear down the building. And then home rule cities can also regulate the bulk of buildings. And 211.005 says that we can divide our cities into districts. But here's the thing, the regulations have to be uniform for each class or kind of building in a district. Regulations can vary from district to district, but within a district, that they have to all be treated the same. And then this is important. Regulations must be adopted with reasonable consideration for the character of each district and its peculiar suitability for particular uses, with a view of conserving the value of buildings and encouraging the most appropriate use of land in the municipality. And by the way, that does not say highest and best use. A lot of times in many zoning cases and zoning hearings, that's what I hear. I'm entitled to the highest and best use. And that's not what the courts have said. The courts have said you're entitled to an appropriate use.